请大家把的手册拿出来，翻到生活作息表里面。
Please turn to the timetable.
这里面有一点需要修改的地方。
Something that needs to be corrected.
明天。
Tomorrow.
讨论学习。
Discussion time.
是讨论第四堂的信息。
明天早上。
嗯哼。
Okay, the morning workshop will be discussion for lesson number 4.
下午讨论第五堂的信息。
And the workshop in the afternoon will be discussing lesson number 5.
晚上讨论第三堂的信息。
After dinner, the evening session will discuss what we learned in lesson 3.
所以上第三堂课的时候。
So when you go through the lesson number 3,
你笔记最好记详细一点。
You might want to make extra notes.
因为等你要来讨论第三堂课的时候。
Because by the time we come to discuss lesson 3,
你已经搞完了第四堂跟第五堂。
Already finished lesson 4 and 5.
大部分的人已经把第三堂忘得干干净净。
Most of you would have forgotten number 3.
这样清楚吗？
Are we clear?
Okay. 好，第二。
Secondly.
翻到下一页。
Next page.
第一阶段。
Page 2 of your English manual, the first stage.
第四堂课是应该跟第三堂课合并的。
Sorry, page 1 of your manual. Lesson 3 and 4 should be combined together.
那真正的第四堂课。
The true lesson number 4.
是如何确定要和他进入婚姻。
How can you determine to enter into marriage with that person?
这四堂课
These four lessons
是给还没有决定我们要结婚的人
It's for those who have not yet decided to get married.
但是我们觉得我们好像希望可以交男女朋友
We thought that we can have a relationship.
我们希望可以看看神是不是把我们放在一起。
We want to know whether God has indeed put the two of us together.
那第二阶段。
And then the second stage.
才是给那些已经决定。
It's for those who have already decided.
我们就是要结婚了。
We're going to get married.
那第二或者是已经结婚的。
Or for those who have already married.
第二阶段呢
for the second stage,
我们在讲义上漏掉了一堂课
we let out a lesson.
We missed out. 在现在的第二堂跟第三堂的中间
in between the current lesson 2 and 3,
有一堂课叫做神设计婚姻的原则
principle of God when he designed marriage.
那一堂课要加进去。
You need to add those between 2 and 3.
所以那个是第三堂课。
That's lesson 3.
然后现在的3、4、5、6一直到11堂课。
So the current number 3, 4, all the way up to 11.
都要加一。
You need to plus 1.
很抱歉。
Sorry about that.
我们这个因为都是最后在调整没有把它来不及改。
This was planned at the last minute, we didn't have time to change it.
所以你们要用手自己改。
So, please change that by hand.
这一次的聚会。
This camp.
我们只上第二阶段的六堂课。
We're only going to do the 6 lessons in second stage.
就是这一页上面你看到的前面有打星号的那些课。
Those are stars, so lesson 2, currently was printed lesson 4, 5, 6, 7, and 9.
这样解释够清楚了哈。好，再翻到下一页。
In the next page,
在下一页要读的书里面
The book to read list.
第四本书
Fourth book.
英文是 Passion and Purity. 那本书有中文翻译。
That book has a Chinese translation.
最新的翻译版本。
And the latest translation for that book.
是热情与纯洁的对话。那我不确定有没有简体字。
I don't know if it's in simplified Chinese or not.
但是我知道这个是有繁体字版的。
But I know it's in traditional Chinese.
下一本书
book after that,
I Kiss Dating Goodbye 这本书的中文翻译叫做不再约会不再约会这是买得到的
you can buy these books.
第二阶段要用的书
Second stage, the books that are needed.
第三本
the third one,
也有中文版
has Chinese.
婚姻的意义
the meaning of marriage.
好像还有另外一个版本翻作婚姻的真意这个是你们可以网上买得到的
that you can purchase online.
那么我们把这些先跟大家介绍了一下。
Introduce these things to you.
那我们就开始讲神设立婚姻的目的。
We want to talk about the purpose of God establishing marriage.
那你们需要读的书
The books that you are required to read.
你们需要做的作业
Homework that you need to do.
我真不知道你们什么时候才有时间做。
I don't know when you're going to have time to do this.
但是这个是需要做的。
But that's needed.
我们请打开圣经。
Please open up your Bible.
我们先读创世纪。
Book of Genesis.
第二章
Chapter 2
我们从十八节读到末了
From verse 18 to the end of the chapter
要请大家同声的来读
I ask that we read it together
一二三再请我们打开以弗所书 以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
31节。
31和32节。
以弗所书第五章31节和32节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verses 31 and 32.
Ting. 这两节圣经再读一遍。
These two verses one more time.
好，那我们现在就回到创世纪第二章。
Back to Genesis chapter 2.
请告诉我，根据第二章第十八节。
According to verse 18.
是亚当觉得他自己一个人很孤单很寂寞，所以他去跟耶和华神祷告，求神给他一个配偶吗？
Was it because that Adam felt lonely and he went to God and said, give me a helper?
不是哦，真的不是哦。
You sure?
那如果不是的话，你想一想，
It isn't, and then you think.
婚姻是人的需要还是神的需要？
Is it the need of man or the need of God?
这是一个非常重要的概念。
This is an important concept.
因为我们大部分人都认为婚姻是因为我们有需要。
Most of us feel that marriage is for our needs.
但是圣经说，人没有婚姻以前非常快乐。
But the Bible says, before marriage, man lived happily.
亚当所有头痛的事都是有婚姻以后才开始。
All the headaches of Adam brought to him after marriage.
同意吗？他活在伊甸园里，
And he lived in the Garden of Eden.
他好玩的事情太多了，
he had many fun.
因为整个伊甸园归他管，
Because he was in charge of the whole Garden of Eden.
每一种动物都是他的玩伴，
Every animal is his playmate.
我常常讲，
I often say,
随便哪种动物，
Any kind of animal.
都比老婆好搞。
Easier to deal with than a wife.
反过来也是一样哈。
The vice is okay too.
同意不同意啊？
You agree?
你养一只狗试试看。
Have a dog. Give it a try.
你觉得跟狗有好关系容易呢？还是跟你老婆或者跟你老公有好关系容易呢？
Which is easier to have a better relationship with your dog or your spouse?
哪一个容易？
Which is easier?
你想想看嘛，我是养狗的人啊，以前我年轻的时候。
When I was younger, I had a dog.
我回家。
I go home.
我还没有到我家的门口。
Before I entered the gate.
我的狗已经知道我回来了。
My dog already knew I'm home.
他就已经兴奋的不行了。
Already very excited.
我门一打开，
Once I open the door,
冲上来哦，
Jump on me.
就亲哦，
Kiss it.
哎，你们这些做老公的，
How about your husband?
你回家谁这样对你啊？
When you go home, who did this to you?
一个都没有，对不对？
Nobody.
哎，我心情很好回家，我这个狗冲上来，我跟它摸啊玩啊，它亲啊，有没有问题啊？
When I'm happy, when I go home, the dog comes to me, he licks me. Is there a problem?
我开心得很。
I'm happy.
哎，有的时候我那一天呢，真的是活不下去了。
There's that one day that I can't live anymore.
心情坏透了。
I'm in such a bad mood.
我回到家。
Go home.
我的狗冲上来
dog come up to me,
又要我跟他玩
wanna play with me,
又要亲我
wanna lick me,
我有没有心情呢
Am I in the mood?
我摸他哪
Go away, go away.
我很生气嘛
I'm not in the mood.
而不是对他生气
not angry against the dog.
是我心里面很多痛苦不开心的事嘛
I have so many painful things in my heart.
他不是很识相的你知道
And the dog doesn't can't tell.
所以他继续再来，一直还要玩呢、啊。
And he continues to play with me.
还要来亲啊！
To lick me.
我火了。
And I get angry.
给他一巴掌。
Slap.
我这下他知道我真的心情不好了。
You really know I'm in a bad mood.
你知道他会怎么样？
What would he do?
他就往那个 corner 啊，往那一坐，然后把那个爪子拿起来。
Sit at the corner, lift up his paws.
那这样看我。
And look at.
那如果我不看他
，I don't look at it.
他没声音的。
He doesn't make a sound.
等我看他的时候
，I look at it.
他就就装着那个很可怜的样子。
Tends to be a pitiful.
那你什么气都没有了嘛，对不对
？You can't be angry.
那你怎么办呢
？What would you do?
过来。
Come here.
我手这么一晃，哇，那个尾巴摇啊！你知道它摇起来的时候，它不止摇尾巴，它摇屁股，你知道吗？
Not only the tail, but the butt.
就这样子冲过来哦，
rushed him.
啊，然后就亲哦。
Started kissing.
你们有点想象力。
Have some imagination.
有一天你回家心情超坏。
One day you go home, you're in such a bad mood.
偏偏那天你老婆心情超好
But your wife is in such a good mood.
居然跑过来要抱你
Wanna come and give you a hug.
居然跑过来要亲你
Come give you a kiss.
那你当然是意思一下嘛对不对
Just pretend.
因为你心情实在太坏嘛
You're in the bad mood.
你说好好好好你去忙去忙不要烦我
go do your thing. Go do your thing. Leave me alone.
那我猜了哈我猜哈
Yes.
大部分的老婆就什么东西啊
Who do you think you are?
我竟然对你这么好
I'm so nice to you
那你还给我这个臭脸
And then this is how you treat me
可能就走了对不对
You should walk
那如果你的老婆修养好到不行呢
If your wife is in such good manners
哇非常非常爱你啊
Love you so much
看到你心情不好
See that you're in a bad mood.
他照样抱你啊
Hug you nevertheless.
啊，拼命的要亲你啊
Kiss you nevertheless.
这个时候你呀，已经快发疯了
And now you're going crazy.
所以你就给他一巴掌
Slap her.
跟你说我心情不好，不要吵我
I told you I'm not in the mood. Leave me alone.
你猜会发生什么事？啊，我猜哈，你老婆也跑到那个 corner 去坐在那里。
My wife is going to sit at the corner.
然后就这样子，等你看她。
When you look at her.
然后等你一看她的时候。
Once you look.
会吗？
Would that happen?
会吗？
Would that happen?
不会哦，你啪一下，他就啪啪两下，是不是啊？所以如果要有一个好同伴
If you want to have a good companion,
是狗好还是老婆好
Dog and a wife, which is better?
反过来一样哈，你们千万不要觉得我是只讲老公不讲老婆，其实反过来一样，对不对
the verse is the same.
哎，你忙啊忙啊忙啊，在外面忙了，忘记打电话，忘记看手机，该回家的时候没有回家。
Work too long and you didn't check your phone, you didn't go home on time.
然后他打了20次电话找你。
Called you 20 times.
你通通没接到。
You didn't pick up anything.
然后等到你回到家。
When you got home.
哎，你觉得他是怎么对你？
How do you think you're going to get treated?
啊？我告诉你我的狗怎么对我。
I'll tell you how my dog treats me.
啊，他从来不打电话给我。
Never calls.
但是不管我几点回来。
Never mind when I come home.
我半夜回来。
Even at midnight.
他怎么样？一样的。
The same.
他不会的。这么晚了他知道回来了。
Finally know how to come
home, huh? 没有的。
No, no question.
这弟兄姊妹，你听明白了吗？
Can you hear me?
亚当活在伊甸园里。
Adam lived in the Garden of Eden.
他不只是有外面最好的环境。
Not only he had the best outward environment.
他不只是有最好物质上一切的供应。
Not only he had the best material supplies.
他所有情绪上的需要，他都得有满足。
His emotional needs, he has satisfaction.
更重要的是，天天跟耶和华面对面。
And better thing is that he was face to face with the Lord every day.
天起了凉风啊。
When there was a cold breeze,
他就知道耶和华要来跟他聊天了。
He knew that the Lord comes to chat.
多享受啊。
Such an enjoyable.
多满足啊。
Satisfying.
他不会想要结婚的。
Would not want to get married.
他从来没有跟神求过的。
He never asked God for that.
这里是耶和华神说那人独居不好。
The Lord God said it is not good that a man should be alone.
不好，为什么不好？
Not good.
有什么不好？
What's not good?
我们以前以为什么不好？
In the past we thought these things may not be good.
我不会生孩子。
No children.
对吧？因为现在年轻人不兴这套了。以前的中国人不孝有三，无后为大。
There's a few things that you're disobedient to your parents. Without offspring is one of them.
所以基本上我们认为婚姻是要干什么的？
In principle, what do we consider marriage to be?
要传宗接代的。
Child rearing.
但是各位，传宗接代不是婚姻的目的。
Child rearing is not the purpose of marriage.
如果神设立婚姻是为了传宗接代，
If God set up marriage for child rearing,
神可不可以让人像恐龙一样？
Can God make man like a dinosaur?
这句话你们听得懂听不懂？
Understand what I'm saying?
恐龙是可以单性繁殖。
Dinosaur can breed single sex.
不需要一个公的一个母的才可以生小孩。
Not necessarily a male and a female.
这样听懂了吗？
Understand?
那神可不可以设计人也可以单性繁殖就好咯？
Can God design man to be single sex?
这不难嘛，这个对上帝来讲很困难吗？
For God, is this too hard?
不是嘛。
No.
所以婚姻不是满足亚当的孤单寂寞。
So marriage is not to satisfy Adam's loneliness.
婚姻不是要让亚当可以传宗接代。
It's not for Adam to have child.
不好在哪里？
What's not good?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你实在看不出来不好在哪里啊。
You can't see what's not good.
那一直等到我们去读以弗所书的时候，
All the way until we read Ephesians,
我们发现一件好奇怪的事情。
We realize something very strange.
居然在那里圣灵感动保罗，
Holy Spirit moved Paul,
说人要离开父母，
For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother,
与妻子联合，
Join to his wife,
二人成为一体。
Two shall become one flesh.
这几句话
，these few phrases，
不正是在创世纪中间耶和华神设立婚姻的时候所设立的吗
？Isn't these exact words when God established marriage back in Genesis？
但是奇妙的在哪里呢
？But what is the wonder of this？
以弗所书告诉我们什么
？Ephesians tells us this。
但我是指着
，I speak concerning
什么？基督与教会
，Christ and the church。
这个就有意思了。
This is interesting。
原来神看那人独居不好。
When God see that the man is not good, that he's alone.
为什么不好
？Why not not good?
因为这个人如果只有他自己
，If he is just by himself,
他永远没有办法把基督与教会的奥秘彰显出来。
He can never reveal the mystery of Christ and the church.
神设立婚姻
When God ordained marriage,
神把这个婚姻设计出来的目的
He planned marriage, the purpose behind it,
是要借着人的婚姻
is that through the marriage of man,
让人认识神永远的旨意
so that we can come to know the eternal purpose of God,
那就是基督与教会基督与教会是一个大的不得了的奥秘。
Christ and the church is so great a mystery.
我们今天大部分的基督徒
Vast majority of Christians
根本不知道这个奥秘是什么。
Do not know at all of this mystery.
这是为什么大部分的基督徒
This is why a vast majority of Christians
根本不懂什么叫神永远的旨意。
Not know what is the eternal purpose of God.
神在创立世界以前
Before the foundation of the earth,
神就有一个永恒不改变的旨意
God had an eternal, unchanging purpose.
是他要做基督与教会这一个大的奥秘
And to fulfill the great mystery of Christ and the church.
他要借着基督与教会
Through Christ and the church,
彰显神百般的智慧与丰富
manifest the manifold of the wisdom of God.
这是一件了不起的大事
This is a great thing.
换一句话说
In other words,
当时间和空间过去的时候
When time and space pass away,
全宇宙中
the entire universe,
在永世的里面最能够满足神心意的
the thing that most satisfies God's heart,
最能够满足神荣耀的
the thing that most satisfies His glory,
最能够把神一切的丰富彰显出来的
and the thing that can manifest all His riches,
叫做基督与教会
It's called Christ and the church.
注意基督与教会不是两样东西
Notice, Christ and church are not two items.
基督与教会是一个东西。
Church, Christ and the church is one.
这是为什么新约圣经
This is why in the New Testament
告诉我们教会是基督的身体。
Tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
我的身体
My body.
跟我的头
My head.
永远不会是两个东西
Never be two items.
你不会看到我拿着我的头走路
You cannot see that I hold my hand and walk around with my head.
对吧
Right?
你看过一个没有头的身体在这边跑啊坐啊干什么事吗
Never seen a headless body doing activities?
不会的听明白了没有
Understand?
现在懂不懂今天我们说是教会的东西其实都不是教会。
Do you understand that when we talk about this belongs to the church, it doesn't?
因为今天很多我们说这个是教会的东西你看不到头。
Many things we talk about this belongs to the church, you can't see the head.
一个没有头的身体，它不是身体。同意不同意啊？现在懂不懂了？为什么我们说有一些教会你看不见基督？你看到一堆人，这一堆人如果是连在一起啊，那叫身体，对不对？如果这些人各搞各的，那么叫不叫身体啊？那个有一点像卖猪肉的，切了一片一片的，一块块的，对不对？所以我常常讲，今天很多的教会呢，连不是头的身体都不是。
Many churches are not even body without head. It's not even a body.
今天很多的地方其实就是一个腿，一个手，一个耳朵，一个什么，一个舌头，就是切的那像那卖猪肉的挂的到处都是。
It's like in a butcher shop, you have head and a leg and tongues and pieces here and there.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，神要做的是一个荣耀无比的事情。
It is an exceedingly glory work.
基督与教会。
Christ and the church.
神永远的旨
意。
请记住。
Please remember.
这地上和这地上一切的情欲都要过去。
The world and the lust of it will pass away.
什么东西可以存到永恒？
What lasts eternal?
我们常常讲啊，这个可以存到永恒，那个可以存到永恒。
We often say this and that lasts eternal.
可能。
Perhaps.
可能。
Perhaps.
但是在永恒中，请记住。
Remember this, that in eternity.
只有一样东西是满了荣耀。
There's only one thing that is full of glory.
是基督与教会。
Christ and the church.
这一位宇宙人。
This universe man.
这是神永远的旨意。
This is the eternal purpose of God.
人活着干什么？
So、why do we live?
人活着干什么？
Why is the reason we are live?
吃啊喝啊玩啊乐。
Eat and drink and be merry.
然后呢？没了。
Now,
我们的人生之所以有永恒的价值，
the internal meaning of our life,
是因为我们人生可以连到永恒去。
So that our life can be connected to eternity.
但是你连到永恒里，
But if you're joined to eternity,
你不在这个身体的里面，
But you're not in that one body.
有啥意思啊？婚姻快快乐乐，你浓我浓，有没有可能？有的啦，你不要这么灰心啦。有的，不要说好的基督徒婚姻可以快快乐乐你侬我侬。
Not only good Christians can have good marriage, lots of love.
连不信耶稣的人，
even the non-believers,
如果他们生活的原则
if their living principles,
是按照圣经的原则，
are according to the Bible,
虽然他们自己不懂，
even though they don't understand that,
但是他们就照着那个原则，你怎么爱我，我怎么爱你，你怎么尊重我，我怎么顺服你。
How you love me, I love you. How you respect me, I respect you.
我认识一些不信耶稣的夫妻。
I know some couples who are not believers.
他们的爱啊。
Their love.
他们的感情啊。
Their love for each other.
他们那个婚姻的那个甜美啊。
Sweetness of their marriage.
我真的觉得一点都不输给我们家。
They do not any less than what I have in my family.
这样听明白吗？
You understand.
但是 再甜蜜的婚姻，
however loving marriage that is，
再好的爱情，
however good romance that is，
有一天是悲剧收场。同意不同意？总有一个要走的呀。
One person will pass away，
对吧？
Right.
哎，两个人相爱的时候，一个人走掉，剩下那个人好受吗？
When one person passes away, the one left, how does that person feel?
不好受，对不对？
Not good.
不好受。
Not good.
很痛苦的。
Very painful.
婚姻。
Marriage.
也可以是打打闹闹。
And always also be quarrels.
你死我活，
Life and death.
不是你侬我侬，是你死我活，
Life and death.
也搞几十年，
you can, this can last for decades.
真的他们不离的，
They will not get a divorce.
你为什么不离呢？
Why don't you get a divorce?
哪里可以放过他？
I can't let him go, not this easily.
但是各位我告诉你啊，非常痛苦的过了几十年，有没有结束的时候？
Even though you last decades in pain, is there one day that you will part ways?
有的，婚姻到死亡就结束。
At death, marriage ends.
那我问你，婚姻有什么意义？
What's the meaning of marriage?
死了就完了。
Once you die, it's done.
没了。
It's done, it's gone.
何必呢？高兴在一起，不高兴拜拜算了嘛。
So、therefore, if you're happy, stay together. If you're not happy, stay.
现在听懂我在讲什么了吗？
You hear what I'm saying?
神永远的旨意。
The eternal purpose of God.
把我们的婚姻从短暂的人生带进了永恒的价值。
Brings us.From this temporal life into eternity.
如果我们今天的婚姻，
If our marriage today,
神可以用来，
God can use it,
改变我们，
to change us,
训练我们，
to train us,
预备我们，
to prepare us,
让我们来成为神基督与教会奥秘的一部分。
To be a part.This great mystery of Christ and the church.
请问你开开心心过一生好不好？
It would be good that you live this life in joy.
很好。
Yes, it's good.
开开心心的为着这一个有永恒价值的事情努力好不好？
Can you, is it good that you work together happily for this eternal purpose? It's great.
如果真的是凄凄惨惨，
But if you do live in bitterness,
受苦受难，
trouble and toil，
但是你知道就是这样凄凄惨惨受苦受难，
despite of your pain and suffering，
如果这个婚姻的过程能够让基督在我们身上的旨意成就，
this marriage can fulfill the purpose of Christ in us，
值得不值得坚持下去？
Not worth continuing on.
你知道今天很多时候我们不玩了，为什么？
Many times we had enough. Why?
因为我们看不到为什么我要吃苦。
Because I cannot see why I need to suffer.
我们看不见为什么我要忍耐。
Why do I have to be patient?
为什么我还要受他的气？
Why do I have to put up with it?
如果你知道是为着那永恒的荣耀，
you know that it's for the eternal glory,
是为着基督与教会的奥秘，
it's for the mystery of Christ and the church,
干不干？
You do it.
我可以告诉你，每一个基督徒如果真的知道这一点的时候，他绝对干。
If a Christian truly knows this, they would be willing.
你想想看，那些小孩子 为着要能够被训练去参加奥林匹克的比赛。
There's a lot of kids in order to be trained to go to the Olympics.
他们苦不苦？
They can suffer.
苦死哦！
So much pain.
苦的要死，那些训练真的要人命的。
But the training really suffers.
但是为什么他们肯坚持？
But why would they persist in it?
因为他们有一个荣耀的盼望。
Because they had a glorious hope.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果你知道今天神给你摆在这个婚姻的里面，
you know that God today puts you in a marriage.
在这个婚姻的里面，
in this marriage,
欢欢喜喜，
to live happily,
悲悲惨惨，
or sad sorrowly,
都不重要，
not that important.
重要的是什么？
What's important?
是这个婚姻可以带我们更深的认识基督与教会的奥秘。
That this marriage leads us into a deeper understanding of Christ and the church.
你坚持不坚持？
You persisting.
你一定坚持吗？
You will.
哎，你知道他们锻炼有没有开心的时候？
Do you know when they exercise, they have happy times?
有的嘛。
Yes.
有没有痛苦的时候？
They have painful times.
有没有痛苦到一个地步不愿意都撑不下去的时候？
They're so painful that they can't continue.
一样的。但是他有一个荣耀的盼望。
They have a glorious hope.
说白了，他的那个盼望跟我们的盼望没得比。
Their hope cannot compare to our hope.
奥林匹克一个金牌奖是很荣耀，对不对？
Gold medal for an Olympics is very glorious.
但是那个东西能够带到永恒吗？
Can you bring that into eternity?
你跟我今天在婚姻中的努力。
Your effort in marriage today.
是可以带到永恒的。
We can bring that into eternity.
这个是第一个最重要我们要搞清楚的概念。
This is the most important concept.
如果没有这个概念，
We don't have this concept.
不要谈结婚的事。
Don't talk about marriage things.
已经结婚的呢？
Those who are married.
就忍吧。
Hang in there.
告诉你一个好消息。
Are you a good news?
再苦也没剩几年了。
It's only a few more years now.
对不对？但是弟兄姊妹，神设立婚姻。
And God established marriage.
他有一个荣耀的盼望。
He had a glorious hope.
神在婚姻中。
Within marriage.
神有他的设计。
God has his design.
所以你看这个婚姻啊。
You look at marriage.
神说那人独居不好。
God said it's not good for that man to be alone.
因为不能够满足神永远的旨意。
Because he cannot fulfill the eternal purpose of God.
那神要做什么？
And what God does.
神要做什么？
What did he do?
神说我要
Let me
做什么？造一个配偶。
I will make spouse help
去帮助他。
Help.
这个有意思啊。
This is interesting.
这个非常有意思。
This is very interesting.
是神要做的。
That's it. I will.
那神要做的这个人。
Person that God is making.
他要有成就一件事情。
He needs to fulfill a role.
什么事？
Yes.
帮助我。
Help.
这里说到两个非常重要的原则。
There are two very important principles.
第一，
First one.
亚当需要帮助。
Adam needs help.
同意吗？如果他不需要帮助，上帝就不需要给他找一个帮助者。
He does not need help. God will not make him a helper.
那各位，我不知道你们结婚多少年了。
I don't know how long you've been married.
我们已经45年了。
Father has been married for 45 years.
我可以告诉你，从结婚开始到现在。
from Mary to now.
我这个做先生的，
Me as husband.
我最容易忘记的一件事，
Most easily forgot thing.
就是我需要被帮助。
I need to be helped.
我常常觉得自己像一个两岁半的小孩。
I think that I am a 2.5-year-old.
我的照顾我的人
，the caretaker，
要为我吃饭。然后我说什么
？Then I say，
我自己啊。
Let me do.
我可以。我不需要你帮我。
I don't need your help.
你们见过吗
？Have you seen such a person？
多少做丈夫的
？How many husbands？
我们都觉得。我们多强壮，我们多聪明啊，我们哪里需要听你的，我们哪里需要你帮我。你知道 GPS 解决了多少夫妻中的矛盾呢？
How many problems that GPS has solved for marriage?
你们现在不能够想象的。
You cannot imagine.
我们那个年代没有 GPS 的时候，
Back when there was no GPS，
我们教会夫妻在车上吵架不知道多少对。
Don't know how many couples are fighting while driving.
每次在那边开车的时候，
Every time we drive，
也不知道为什么是老公开车，
Husband always drives，
然后老婆坐在旁边，
And the wife sits on the side，
老婆说要出去了，要出去了，
Get out of this road， exit。
我知道，我知道。
I know what I'm doing.
老公啊，我们大概迷路了。
Hubby, I think we're lost.
没有。
No, we're not.
我知道我在干什么。
I know what I'm doing.
半个钟头过去了，我们到那个加油站停一下，问一下好不好？
Can we stop at the gas station and ask around?
不用。
No, no, no.
我再转一圈就知道了。
Let me try again.
这种故事啊，天天在演。
That story goes on every day.
然后老公在开车。
Husband was driving.
那个老婆有天下第一大的本事。
And the wife is so skilled.
啊，小心啊，那边来了个车。
Well, the car is coming.
哎呀，你开得太快了。
You're driving too fast.
啊，你为什么要超他的车
？Why do you pass him？
啊，做老公什么反应
？What does the husband say？
啊？我告诉你，有一个弟兄就把车子停在路旁，说：“你下车。
”A brother parked his car and told his wife, "Get out."
那个没有 GPS 的年代，我告诉你超恐怖的。
Scary days without GPS。
那那说明了什么？
What does that mean？
就是绝大部分的男人非常的愚蠢。
The vast majority of men are foolish。
我们不知道我们需要帮助。
We don't know we need help。
我们家里住的一些小朋友。
The kids that stay with us。
那有的学习啊是很不错的。
Some study very well.
有些学习哦，实在不怎么地的。
Some doesn't study.
那我要不要找人帮助那个学习有困难的
？Do I need to find some help for those bad students who need help?
当然要了。
Yes, I do.
那不老不及格怎么行啊？
Otherwise, you fail.
对吧？给他找一个大哥哥。来教他，比如说数学好了，我最常看到就是数学。真奇怪，那个被教的人常常就觉得，我知道。不需要这样做，我这样子也可以。然后呢？那永远是不可以。
Never do it.
就这么难学啊。
So hard.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们里面的那个骄傲。
Because the pride that is in us.
我们不知道我们需要帮助。
We don't know we need help.
哪怕是我们不得已要接受帮助，我们是心不甘情不愿。
Even though we have to receive some help, we receive it unwillingly.
我们总要证明我还是可以的。那请记住，神说你需要一个帮助。那所以做丈夫的我们要记住，你就要相信神没有错，一定是你的错。神说你需要帮助，
God said, you need help.
你最好就承认你需要帮助。
You better confess that you need help.
那做妻子的要来干什么？
What is the role of a wife?
是来帮助的。
Help.
对吧？
Right.
2000年的教会历史。
2000 years of church history.
不知道从魔鬼怎么搞的有这个本领。
Don't know how the devil was so capable.
就一直让人以为说圣经的思想是重男轻女。
There is this thought that the Bible emphasizes man is more important than women.
有没有觉得到处都有这种概念？
Have you ever thought about that?
Helper.什么意思啊？好像我很厉害，我很大，然后现在需要一个小跟班的帮忙。错，错，圣经的思想是相反的。男人需要帮助。女人是神所预备的帮助者。
Women are the helper ordained by God.
弟兄姐妹，你要知道。
Sisters know this.
这个小孩数学不好。
This child, his math is bad.
我要找个大哥哥来帮他。
I find a bigger brother to help.
请问我找来的大哥哥是要比他聪明还是比他笨？
And the one I found, is he going to be smarter or foolish than him?
回答我。
Answer.
你看只有姐妹回答。
Only sisters answer.
那弟兄不肯回答的。
Not answer.
因为弟兄里面的骄傲，怎么比我聪明呢？
Father thought, how can anybody be smarter than me?
弟兄姐妹，你记住，
Remember this.
你的妻子不一定比任何其他的人聪明。
Your wife may not be smarter than any other person.
但是你的妻子在你的生命中是一定比你聪明。
But your wife in your life surely is smarter than you.
听清楚。
Listen.
因为他如果不以你聪明，他怎么帮你啊？
She's not smarter than you. How is she going to help you?
这是神设计的。
This is by design of God.
这神设计的。
It's His design.
那做弟兄的你不谦卑，
Brothers, if you're not humble,
你的帮助者就累死。
Your helper will have a very hard time.
那做姐妹的。你不要受到文化的影响。
Don't be influenced by culture.
你不要上了魔鬼的当。
Don't be deceived by the enemy.
认为说你没办法帮助他。
Think that you can't help him.
神造你。
God made you.
就是叫你帮助他。
So that you can help him.
神从来没有叫人做一件事情会没有给他足够的能力。
God never asked man to do anything without giving him enough capability.
因为很多姐妹跟我讲，
Many sisters come to him.
不可能的，他不可能被帮助的。
He cannot be helped.
像有一个姐妹跟我说，他书也比我念得好。
He has more study than I have.
他钱也比我赚得多。
He makes more money than I do.
我没办法帮他的。我就跟这个姐妹讲，你认为上帝错了哈？
So you think God is wrong, right?
上帝叫你帮他。
God asked you to help him.
上帝一定给你足够的恩典和力量去做。
God will give you enough grace and capability to do it.
你要相信神，这是你的使命。
You need to trust God that this is your mission.
然后你就要开始学怎么做。
And then you need to learn how to do it.
嗯，不要以为要帮助一个人容易哦。
Don't think it's easy to help other people.
请你相信我一件事。
Believe me when I say this.
帮一个聪明的人难不难？
Help a wise man.
难不难？你想帮助一个聪明的人，难不难？
To help a wise man.
难哈、哦，真的难哦。
It's difficult.
哦，那再请问你。
I ask you again.
帮助一个笨的人难不难？
Is it easy to help a fool?
更难，你知不知道？
Even harder.
那姐妹们，你们听清楚。
Just listen carefully.
如果不是这么难，
If it weren't this hard,
上帝造你干什么？
Why God made you?
听清楚了吗？
Then,
在神所有的创造里面，
in all the creation of God,
女人是最后一个创造，
Woman was the last.
知道吗？
You know that?
而在神所有的创造里面，
in out of all the creation,
越后面造越高级。
Later, the more advanced.
听清楚了吗？
You understand?
所以神造你是有目的的。
God made you for a purpose.
请问公孔雀漂亮还是母孔雀漂亮？公狮子漂亮还是母狮子漂亮？你告诉我，除了人以外，除了人以外，因为人会辩论的嘛，对不对？
Man can talk.
所有的动物你不用辩论。
All the animals, you don't have to argue.
一定是公的漂亮。
All male is pretty.
没有例外的。
There is no exception.
听清楚吗？
You understand?
但是人很特别。
Man is different.
如果有一个男人很漂亮。
The man is handsome, pretty.
一定就是娘。
It's a girl.
你懂我的意思了吗？
You understand?
就是在神的创造里面。
So in God's creation,
女人是极为独特。
Women is very unique.
极为独特。
Very unique.
所以每一个做姐妹的你要知道。
Every sister needs to know.
所有的人都是受造奇妙可畏。
All men are created with awesomeness.
Wonderfully and fearfully made. 但是女人是加倍的受造奇妙可畏。
But women are made more wonderful than awesome.
所以每一个姐妹你要记住。
So every sister you need to know this.
在婚姻的关系里面。
In marriage.
你有极大的责任。
You have such responsibility.
现在懂不懂了？
You understand?
智慧妇人建立家室。
The wise woman establishes her house.
为什么没有说智慧男人建立家室？
Why didn't they say wise men establish house?
因为男人干不了。
Because man cannot do it.
干不了。
Can't do it.
所以做姐妹的你一定要记住。
Sisters, you must know this.
这是你的天职。
This is your God-given mission.
我不是说你不应该念书。
I'm not saying that you shouldn't go to school.
你当然应该念书。
You should study.
不是说你不应该工作。
Not to say that you shouldn't work.
如果神给你机会让你工作 ,OK。
If God gives you the opportunity to work, that's fine.
但是请你记住。
But please remember.
你活在地上最重要的一件事。
The most important thing while you're alive
是帮助这个男人。
Is to help this man.
这是神创造婚姻的时候神的目的。
This is the purpose of God when He created marriage.
让我们注意看。
Let's look in detail.
十八节说完了以后，下面说什么？
After verse 18, what did it say next?
十九节应该就想神使亚当沉睡，从他的旁边拿出一个肋骨，造了一个女人。
Verse 19 should have said, the Lord God caused deep sleep to fall on Adam, took a rib out of him.
是不是？
Say that.
啊，是不是？
Say that.
不是哦。
Doesn't.
你不会觉得奇怪吗？
Don't you feel strange?
那人独居不好，我要造一个人女人来帮助他。
Not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helper to help him.
然后不就不造了。
He doesn't make.
然后他干了什么事呢？
And what did he do?
他叫亚当到动物里面去找。
He asked Adam to look in the animals.
找什么？
Look for what?
找老婆啊。
For a wife.
那这个有意思哦。
This is interesting.
神知道。
God knew.
人没有走到绝路。
Before a man comes to his end.
是不会让自己完全的放下。
He will not completely submit himself.
听懂这句话的意思，我们每个人都一样。
We're all the same.
所以神太有智慧。
God is so wise.
我告诉你，你需要一个帮助者。
I tell you, you need a helper.
你需要一个老婆。
You need a wife.
现在你选。
You choose.
带一个恐龙来。
Bring over a dinosaur.
你看看他要叫他叫女人呢
call it woman?
还是你要叫他别的东西
call it by something else?
你叫他什么那就是命了他的名字了
Whatever you call, that's his name.
那亚当看看恐龙
Look at the dinosaur.
这天天跟他搞在一起有点恐怖
I mix up with him every day, the little scary.
长颈鹿
Giraffe.
他每天要抬头看你。
You need to look up and look at you every day.
也很累。
Very tired.
那不要。一个一个挑。
One by one.
那老虎当然是不要了。
Tiger, of course not.
对吧？狮子要不要？啊，也不要，对不对？看来看去，最后看到了一个大猩猩。这个有意思。高度也差不多。
Similar height.
长得还有点像。
Similar looks.
可以考虑一下。哎呀，毛太多。
Too hairy.
最后，圣经的结论是什么？
What is the conclusion in the Bible?
就是找不到他的配偶。
But for Adam, there was not found a helper.
那这节圣经告诉你什么？
What does this verse say?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你的配偶。
Your spouse.
如果你真的是不按照神的心意自己去找
If you look not according to the will of God,
随便你找的是哪一样
Whichever kind you find,
你找回来的都是野兽
You will only bring home a beast.
听懂吗
You understand?
今天很多人发起脾气来说哎呀这个简直是狼心狗肺。
Somebody when they get angry, it's very animal.
我们骂别人骂我们的 spouse 就是像动物一样的 beast。对不对那他们来抱怨的时候我就讲你抱怨什么啊
?When come to me and complain, and I said, why are you complaining?
你说他像老虎。
好，
他说不是像，是是。
So not like a tiger, he is a tiger.
OK? 啊，你说他这个像狼一样，没有良心啊，这个什么这个。我说他其实不像狼。
It's not like wolf, I said.
因为狼啊不好色。知道吗？我说你老公乱好色，不然怎么有小三小四小五呢？
Wolf does not have lust like your husband.
听懂我在讲什么？
You understand what I'm saying?
但是无情凶悍凶残是跟狼一样。
Cruel and heartless like wolf.
对不对？有什么稀奇呢？
Why are you still strange?
你找的呀。你找的时候就不是按照神的心意啊。
You didn't choose according to the will of God.
对吧？你要什么你就得到什么嘛。
You got what you asked.
那亚当他走投无路。
And Adam is at his wit's end.
他接受一个事实。
He accepted a fact.
找不到。
He can't find it.
我没办法。
I cannot.
他没有办法，上帝就应该说：“哦，你没有办法，很简单，邦当，来一个，对不对？”
God should have said, "Oh, you can't do it. Let me make you."
有没有？
Happened,
没有。上帝说：“真的找不到啊。”
God said, "Really, you can't find."
真的找不到啊。
You're really sure you cannot find.
那要用我的方法啊。
Then let's do it my way.
神的方法是什么？
What's God's way?
你去睡觉。
都是
什么意思啊？圣经中的睡觉就死啊。
Sleep in the Bible is death.
你必须死。
You must die.
亚当不死就没有夏娃。
If Adam does not die, there would be no Eve.
基督如果不死就没有教会。
Christ does not die, there would be no church.
讲清楚吗？
You understand?
神是在借着这一件事情就让我们看见基督与教会的奥秘。
Through this, God shows us the mystery of Christ and church.
也在我们的这个过程中让我们经历到说，我们必须把自己一切的想法看法完全的置之于死地。
It also tells us that all our thoughts and our ways, we have to put them to death.
神就可以做事。
Then God works.
那神造了一个女人。
God made a woman.
我猜我都不用告诉你们这些了。
Guessing,
因为太多的人会告诉你。
Too many people will tell you.
神没有拿男人的脚趾头造一个女人。
God did not use the toe bone to make a woman.
对吧？
Right?
其实拿脚趾头最容易嘛。
Toe bone is easy.
因为脚的小脚趾头随便拿一块下来是这个 damage 最少的。
Right, the damage is very least.
对不对？但神没有这样做。
God didn't do that.
为什么？
Why?
因为女人不是造来踩在男人脚下的。
This woman is not to be trampled upon.
哎，那你说这个不要用这个脚趾头。
Let's not go with the toe.
那个沾在地上有点臭。第二个最伤害最少的手术，就把耳朵上拿一块肉就可以了吗？
The second least damage surgery is to take a piece of your ear.
对吧？这是最容易的嘛，一下就止血了，什么问题都没有了嘛。
Blood will stop and it will be fine.
不行。
Nope.
因为神没有叫女人跑到做男人的头。
And because God does not want women to be the head of a man.
神要用一个那么大的手术。
Through this so big a surgery.
Look. 为什么用 look?
Why use the look?
因为肋骨是最靠近心脏。神要女人一辈子就守在男人的心上。
God wants women all her life to be close to the man's heart.
神这样造出的一个女人。
This way, this woman was created.
神造男人用什么造？
What did God make man with?
泥土嘛，对吧？那神用什么造女人？
And what material did he make women with?
有血有肉。
Flesh and blood.
是不是？
Right?
材料一不一样？
Is this the same material?
不一样啊。制作的方法一样不一样？
Is the way it's made process the same?
一样不一样？不一样。
Not the same.
这就是今天神在这里很清楚的让我们看见。
God here clearly tells us.
不只是告诉我们说教会必须是从基督的肋旁。
Must be from the ribs, the side of Christ.
出来的材料才能够造成。
That material.
他同时也是告诉我们。
He also tells us.
基督虽然他完全属天。
Even though Christ was completely heavenly.
但他到地上，他要成为像亚当一样属土的人。
But he came.This earth become one just like Adam.
所以他是第二个亚当，他一定要从人生出来。
He must be born from a person to become the second Adam.
那对着我们今天而言
，For us today，
我们一定要记住。
We must remember.
你的老公跟你材料不一样。
Your husband is made from a different material from you.
你的妻子跟你材料不一样。
Your wife is made of a different material than you.
你一定要记住。
You must know this.
你如果不记住这一点，
If you don't remember this,
夫妻关系没有什么好谈的。
It's hard to talk about couples relationship.
因为男人的想法，
Because the thoughts of a man,
男人的感觉，
The feelings of a man,
男人的反应，
And the response of a man,
跟女人就是不太一样的。
It's not the same as women.
他就是不一样的。
They're not the same.
那今天很多的时候夫妻两个吵架吵什么呢？
Many times husband and wife fight. What are they fighting about?
为什么不高兴呢？
Why are they not happy?
就你为什么不说话做事感觉像我所期待的一样？
Why don't you speak, react, and do things the way I expect you?
对吧？那你怎么期待？
What's your expectation?
你的期待就是他要像你一样。
Your expectation is that she be like you.
Right? 那请你记住他跟你不一样。
Please remember, she's not like you.
他真的跟你不一样。
Really is not like you.
不一样就是不一样。
Really isn't different.
那怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
你如果知道我们就是不一样，
If you know that we're different,
你就会尊重别人的不一样，
you would respect the difference.
你就会帮助他了解你跟他不一样在哪里，
you want to help them to explore what is the difference.
对不对？我太太告诉我，
My wife tells me,
头好痛。
Got a head.
我听了这个话，你知道我脑筋怎么想吗？
When I hear this, what do you think I think?
你有什么问题啊？
What's wrong with you?
头痛这么久，那胎那弄摆在那里啊？
I don't know, it's right there.
你就去拿一颗吃掉就好了吗？
Take a pilot.
你告诉我你头痛干什么呢？
Why do you tell me you have a
head? 哦，我知道了。
Oh, I know.
你要我帮你拿，对不对？
You want me to get the Tylenol for you.
你猜我猜对了没有？
I guess right.
通通错。
All wrong. None of the above.
等结婚很多年以后我才知道。
Many, many years later I realized.
他告诉我头痛。
And she tells me that she has a headache.
他不需要我告诉他说去吃 Tylenol。
She doesn't need me to tell her to take a Tylenol.
他也不需要我去拿一颗 Tylenol 给他吃。
Neither does she need a Tylenol for me.
他要我说，哎呀，怎么啦？
She expects, what's wrong?
这个对男人来讲，这是无聊到了极点的事情。
Man, this is so boring.
我这怎么了？能够治你的头痛吗
？Can what's wrong heal the headache?
这是女人。
This is cool.
她要的跟男人要的东西不一样。
They want different things.
那如果女人不知道男人是什么样
？If Woman doesn't know how man is.
她常常会气得半死。
And she would be very angry.
那男人如果不知道女人怎么样
And if man doesn't know what a woman is like,
那照样气得半死。
He would be very angry.
所以如果你知道对方跟你不一样
So if you know that your spouse is different,
你开始学会尊重
And you start to respect.
你开始学会更深的去了解他。
You start learn to respect and understand each other in a deeper way.
请问各位
Let me ask you.
做丈夫的
husband,
有多少认为自己很了解自己妻子
How many of you think that you really know your wife?
有吗
Is there anybody?
有没有不敢举手哈。
You don't put up hands.
一定心里面是觉得自己很了解他。
In your heart, you must know that you think that you know your wife.
你真的觉得你很知道他了。
You really think you know her.
但事实上我告诉你。
In reality.
女人心啊。海底针啊。
Heart of a woman is deep as the ocean.
你是搞不清楚她在干什么的。
Don't figure it out.
他为什么哭你搞不清楚
他
为什么笑你也搞不清楚
can't figure out why she smiles.
等你终于搞清楚的时候他又变了
When you finally figure out, she already changed.
像我最近我花了好久的时间我才知道哦，他特别喜欢吃这样东西
or,
他不喜欢吃那样东西
for a long time I figured out my wife likes to eat this not that
所以我就连续好几次要请他去吃那个东西或者要给他买那个东西吃
so, a few times consecutively I want to bring her to eat to that
然后有一天
and then, one day,
他这样看着我
okay,
我再给你讲一遍
Let me tell you this Let me tell you again
我觉得很奇怪什么叫再跟我讲一遍
I'm too strange.
你根本从来没有跟我讲过嘛
Why are you telling me again? You've never told me
我不喜欢吃这个东西了。
I don't like eat this.
我告诉你啊，我可以每一天，每一顿饭，吃完全一样的东西。
I can eat the same thing every day for every meal.
可以吃二十年、三十年，什么都不用改。
I can do it for 20, 30 years.
你听懂吗？
You understand?
我永远没办法理解。
I can never understand.
怎么会换呢
？Why change?
我喜欢的就喜欢，不喜欢就不喜欢就好了吗
？I like this. I don't like that.
不是。
It's not that simple.
我什么东西都找不到。
I can't find anything.
你猜为什么？因为他觉得这个东西摆这里不好。这个东西摆这样不好看，所以我上班回来，这是我的家嘛。
Because she thinks that the arrangement is not good, so when I come home, it's a different house.
女人就喜欢变的。
Women likes to change.
哦，我以为我搞清楚了，女人喜欢变的啊。
And if I thought I figured out, woman likes to change.
对不对？你看他们买衣服也是一天到晚换新衣服，对不对
？Their clothes are different.
对吧？鞋子也要换，对不对
？Shoes are different.
对，我一双鞋子二十年，只要不坏，我一直穿的，我就自己双，我不要穿第二双的。
I wear the same shoes for 20 years if it doesn't break.
那女人不会的。
Women's not like that.
所以我后来终于搞懂了。
And then I figured out.
哦，原来女人喜欢换的。
Women likes to change up.
啊，她喜欢什么都要新的。
They want something new.
我以为我搞清楚了。
I thought I figured out.
然后我说我们要换一个什么东西，或者做一个就是环境哈，或者是服饰。
So、let's change,
不要。
Let's change up our circumstances. Let's go somewhere else to serve. No.
哎，你不是喜欢换新的吗
？Don't you like something new?
不要。
Don't want it.
我不喜欢到一个我没有朋友的地方。
I don't want to go somewhere I have no friends.
这奇怪了嘞！你什么都喜欢新的，那我们就是出去就是交新朋友，不是很好吗
？You like new things, so let's go and meet new friends. Isn't that great?
不要。
Nope.
所以你永远搞不清楚他什么样子啊！他天天在变呢。
So、every day she changes. You can't figure it out.
后来我终于搞懂了一件事。
Later, I finally figured this out.
其实我们有一些东西我们不太改变。
Some part of us doesn't change.
但是我们有很多东西，我们每一个人都在改变。
Some things every one of us changes.
夫妻中间，你如果知道他一直在改变
，Within a couple, if you know the other person always changes,
你就要一直努力的去了解他。是怎么在改变
？You need to try to figure out why she's how she's changing.
我常常跟弟兄们讲
，I often tell the brothers.
我们希望是把一个东西弄好，搞定了，就 leave it alone.
We once we do something, we complete it, we leave it alone.
我们就希望。就这样子了，不要动了，一切都 OK。我英文他们叫做 low maintenance， 就是低维护。那我终于发现一件事，这个世界上没有低维护的人。
There is no person.In this world, that is low maintenance.
你知道吗？为什么生气
？Why you get angry?
为什么不高兴
？Why you not happy?
不一定是你说了什么，做了什么。
It doesn't have to be something you did or said.
因为维护不够。
Because you didn't maintain enough.
维护够了。
You have enough maintenance.
你说什么做什么都 OK。
Whatever you say, whatever you do, it's OK.
维护不够。
You didn't maintain enough.
你说什么做什么都没用。
Whatever you say is not enough.
刚刚结婚。
You just married.
那个年代，他身体非常不好。
Back when we first got married, my wife was physically weak.
身体不好的人呢，野心还很大。
A weak person had a big ambition.
还非要去上班。
She wanted to go to work.
我就跟你讲，你不必了。
I said you don't have to.
你就留在家里照顾小孩就可以了嘛。
Stay home and look after the kids.
对，我不好意思讲这个。你上班赚的钱，我们拿去给人家照顾小孩。
The money that you make at work, we have to give them to daycare.
何必呢
？Why do we do it?
你就留在家里照顾小孩就好了吗
？Stay home and look after the kids.
可能吗
？Is that possible?
当然不可能。一定要上班。
Insist on working.
那问题是什么呢
？What's the problem?
下班回来就死狗一条了。
After you come home, you're so tired.
那他身体真的不行吗？
Body is not able.
我们刚结婚没多久，他有一天他自告奋勇要下厨房。
When we first got married, one day she offered to cook.
因为从结婚开始都是我下厨房。
Since we got married, I was the cook.
你想说我十几岁就没有爹娘，我就是我不做饭，我弟弟就没饭吃的呀。
I have to cook. I'm the one who cooks in the family.
所以都是什么都是我做的。
So、I do everything.
有一天他自告奋勇，他要做。
One day she said, I'm gonna cook.
OK, 让你做。等他做了两道菜。
She cooked something.
Two dishes.
Two dishes.
人不见了。
He disappeared.
哎，奇怪了，那吃饭了，菜都做好了，人到哪去了呢？
Meal is there, but where is the person?
后来发现他躺在床上。
She is lying on bed.
不行了。
So tired.
所以你知道，买菜是我的工作。
I go to the grocery.
烧饭是我的工作。
Cook.
洗碗是我的工作。
Wash.
擦地是我的工作。
Mop.
做卫生是我的事情啊。
Clean.
接小孩送小孩是我的事情啊。
Send and pick up the kids.
带他们去打针也是我的事情。
Take them to the vaccination.
什么事都是我的事。
Everything is my thing.
请问各位，
Let me ask.
我是不是觉得我的妻子应该快乐是神仙？
Do I consider my wife should be so happy and so glad?
同意不同意？
Agree?
哎，顺便告诉你哦。
Up.
我不抽烟，不喝酒，不打牌。
I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't gamble.
我没有任何的嗜好。
I have no hobbies.
我早上去上班，下了班就回家搞家里的事。
I go to work in the morning, I come home right after work.
我所有的工资上缴。
I surrender all my salaries.
我要花钱就要跟他伸手。
When I have to spend money, I have to ask her for money.
然后回到家，动不动就看他两个眼泪在那里。
I come home, there's tears on her eyes.
怎么啦？
What's wrong?
为什么不高兴啊？
Why do you not help me?
哎，没有问他，他只是一点点不高兴。
If I don't ask her, she's just unhappy a little.
一问他，他大哭。
If I ask her, she'd be wailing.
哭了半天，我才知道说，你怎么惹我生气的？你都不知道，你真的把我活活气死了。
You don't know how you get me angry.
你说我气不气？
Do I feel angry?
我真的很气啊，你知道吗？
You're so angry.
但是岂有此理啊。
How do you get this?
我的朋友说我。
My friends, when they talk about me.
你这什么湖南人？我看你就是上海人。
You're Shanghainese.
我觉得这种老公你还要嫌什么啊？
What's wrong with a husband like this?
但是你怎么也奇怪啊，问题出来啊。
This is the problem. This is...
人家一天到晚哭啊。
She cries day and night.
搞得最后他要跟我要吵得要闹离婚呢、啊。
She want a divorce.
你说讨厌不讨厌啊？
What do you mean?
然后跟我讲说他想自杀，哎呦我的妈呀。
She want a suicide.
听完了我也想自杀了。你还要叫我做什么啊？
What more can I do?
所有该干的我都干完了，你还要怎么样嘛？
I did everything. What more do you want?
其实那个时候我不懂，他真正要的是 maintenance。他需要觉得我了解他。
He needs that. He thinks that I understand.
他需要。觉得我在乎他。
You need to know that I care for him.
哇，我真的很生气。
I'm so angry.
不在乎你。
I don't care.
我会做这么多事啊。
Should I do this? Should I do all this?
但是各位不一样啊。
But it's different.
你需要知道他需要什么。
You need to know what she needs.
你怎么知道他需要什么？
How do you know what she needs?
你不要说别人的老婆怎么样。
Don't say about other people's wife.
因为别人的老婆不是你老婆。
Other people's wife is not your wife.
听明白吗？同样你们做妻子。
Same thing with the wife.
你不要说别人的老公怎么样。
Don't say other people's husband.
别的老公需要什么？跟你老公需要什么不一样的？
What other husbands need is different from what your husband needs.
你需要知道他跟你不一样。
You need to know that you're different.
你需要了解他。
You need to know.
你需要认识他。
You need to come to know him.
你需要真的让他里面觉得他是被爱的。
You need to let them know within themselves that they are loved.
这是一个很重要的原则。
This is an important principle.
因为当天父把夏娃带到亚当面前去的时候，
Because when the Heavenly Father brought Eve before Adam,
亚当唱出了人类的第一首情歌。
Adam sang the first love song.
你是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
The bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
婚姻中间，
within a marriage,
最重要的是彼此相爱。
The most important thing is love one another.
任何一个婚姻会有问题，一定是爱的问题上出了问题。
Always surely is the problem with love.
那很多的时候，就像我那时候，我觉得什么叫爱的问题啊？
Back then when I thought, what's a love problem?
我很爱你啊。
I love you so much.
给你做牛做马。
I was a slave to you.
问题是爱。必须是要用对方可以接受的方式来表达。
Love must be expressed in the other person expects.
如果他不觉得你爱他，
If she doesn't feel you love,
你里面觉得我好爱你，
Within yourself, you thought, I love you so much.
但他觉得我不觉得，
But I can't feel it.
你那个爱就没用。
But love.
爱不是藏起来的。
Love is not to be hidden.
亚当没有看到夏娃心里好爱好爱。
Adam did not see Eve and within himself he loved.
然后金口不开。
But he would not open his mouth.
什么也不说。
He would not say a word.
然后也没有用夏娃可以了解的方式去爱夏娃。
He would not love Eve with the way that Eve expects.
婚姻的那个爱基本上就是一个失败。
That love within a marriage is a failure.
我这个人
For myself,
也是不太喜欢开口跟太太讲什么好听的话的。
I don't like to open my mouth to speak nice things to my wife.
因为我们从小谁跟我们说过好听的话？
Because when we were younger, who ever spoke good things to us?
所以我们不会说好听的话的。
We don't know how to speak good words.
我觉得我就是给你干活，这就是告诉你我爱你了吗？
I thought I work for you, then I love you.
但是人家不要。
But she doesn't want it.
人家不要啊。
She doesn't want it.
人家不稀罕啊。
She doesn't care for it.
也是很生气的问我。
She asked me in anger.
你到底爱不爱我？
Do you love me?
问得我真是愣了，你知道吗？
I was stunned.
你在说什么啊？
What are you talking about?
当然爱你了。
Of course I love you.
那怎么没有告诉我？
Why don't you tell me?
结婚以前不是跟你说过了吗？
Didn't I tell you this before we got married?
我又没有改，我为什么还要再跟你说呢？
I didn't change. Why do I have to tell you again?
你想他接受吗？
Can she accept that?
就是不接受，对不对？所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们的口舌
，our tongues，
要表达出爱
，to express love，
我们要让用行动让对方感受到你的爱。
With action, we need to let the other person know your love.
这是婚姻中的一个关键。
This is a key within a marriage.
因为没有爱做基础，
It's not built on the foundation of love,
你其他的都没用。
All other things are useless.
基督与教会，
Christ and the church,
如果失去了起初的爱心，
It lost the first love,
什么都没有用。
Nothing works.
你可以再辛苦，
You can toil and labor.
你可以再劳苦，
You can work and hard.
你可以像以弗启示录里面的以弗所的教会一样，
you can be like the Ephesian church in Revelation，
有最纯正的教导，
have the purest teaching，
但是没有了爱，
but without love，
都是我，
it's all in there。
所以当我们要开始学习婚姻中间的这些一切的功课的时候，
so when we are about to learn all these things about marriage，
让我们记住，
let us remember，
爱是最根本的要素，
love is the most fundamental。
在这段的圣经里面，
in this section of the Bible，
如果要找出最简单的原则，
we are to look for the simplest principle，
神设立的婚姻，
the marriage that God ordained，
一个男的一个女的，
a man and a wife，
清楚吗？一个男的一个女的，
a man and a woman，
不是两个男的也不是两个女的，
not two men not two women，
也不是一个男的好几个女的，
not one man many women，
也不是一个女的好几个男的，
one woman, many men.
一个男的，
one man.
一个女的，
one woman.
神设立的婚姻，
marriage that God ordained.
从始至终，
from beginning to the end.
是不能换的，
it's irreplaceable.
是不能换的，
irreplaceable.
整卷的旧约圣经，
the entire Old Testament，
神对着他的百姓最大的愤怒，
the greatest anger of God toward his people，
就是他的百姓要换老公，
his people want to change up husbands，
对吧？
Right?
他们要拜偶像，
they want to worship idols，
对吧？亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
对吧？弟兄姐妹，
神设立的婚姻很简单，一个男的，一个女的。
The marriage God set up is very simple: one man, one wife, one woman.
一生一世。
For a lifetime.
就这么简单。
It's very simple.
那要让这个婚姻，
in order to allow this marriage，
可以彰显基督与教会的奥秘，
to manifest the mystery of church, of Christ and church，
爱是最重要的元素。
Love is the most fundamental.
我们低头祷
告。
天父，你知道人的话是非常有限的。
Father, you know how feeble men's words are.
我们求你用着这些话，
we pray that through these words，
预备你的百姓，
that you will prepare your people。
调整我们的观念，
adjust our opinions，
开我们的眼，
and open our eyes，
让我们知道你的心意，
that we will know your will，
让我们更多的被你吸引，
that we were more and more drawn to you，
以至于我们能够满足你，
so that we can satisfy your heart，
以至于你的旨意在我们生命中可以成全，
so that your purpose can be fulfilled in our lives。
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.